Ashrechem Yisrael, Ashrechem Yeshiva Sadera Satera. I'm standing in a makom where big mashkichim, Chaim Dov Stark, says shmuzes. I'm not a ish that says shmuzes. I try to learn the Gemara Second Seder. Kalman Rosenbaum, Choshava Rabbonim here in Yeshiva, who give over Choshava thoughts. Maybe just we'll go through a couple of psukim and chumash and see if we can chapa de hair in something or other. The prelude to Klai Yisrael going down to the mamash, the Iker Shibud in Mitzrayim was Beil Shmoyis Bnei Yisrael, Habayim Mitzrayim. The psukim go through who goes down. And the psukim are magish, how many people go down. Pasuk says, you call nefesh yetsa yerech Yaakov shivim nefesh. Like I said, Gemara says in Bav Metzia, Gemara says that lemaisa ina bracha shori al davar shesamu min ha'ayin. Bracha is only shori on something that's what samu min ha'ayin, something that's hidden from the eye. We don't like to enumerate things. Here the psukim are enumerating. Klai Yisrael went down shivim nefesh. Charetz a shaila. Baiter, it says in the psukim. The pasuk says that Yosef went down. Yosef was nifter, all of his brothers, and then Klai Yisrael started enumerating, and the land became full of. Actually, lashon haposuk is v'tamalei haoretz oisam. They filled up the land. It should have said that they filled up the land of where they were. It should have said, "Batimalei haoretz bohem," that they filled up the land. But no, the land was filled up. Batimalei haoretz oisam. The land filled them up. The Netziv has a very, very choshev yisoy that he takes through. He was in Bereishis. This is the Ve'ela Shmois. He's taken this from Bereishis all the way through Shmois. And he says that Klai Yisrael, the Iker of Klai Yisrael is, like we see by Bilam in the Klalas, that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be a nation. Hein am levadod yishkoin. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be by themselves. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be a nation that's not supposed to be full of everything else, full of everybody else. They're supposed to be one in themselves. They're supposed to have their batei midrashim, their makayimis of tefillah, and they're not supposed to mix in with others. Yaakov Avinu says the Netziv over here. Yaakov Avinu told Klal Yisrael, "Go down to Eretz Goshen." Klai Yisrael went down to Eretz Goshen. They lived in a little vinkel. They lived in a little makom. And what happened? Batimalei haoretz oisam. Zokta netziv. Im hoya hakavona Eretz Goshen. If it meant to say that what? The Klai Yisrael filled up Eretz Goshen. Zokta netziv. Mehem miboy. It should have said mehem. Aval aloshon mikro oisam. Bola lamed. Deloy Eretz Goshen levad. Shoyim yuchad Yisrael. Umola Eretz Yisrael levad. They didn't just fill up Goshen. Ella, what they did was, Afilu kol eretz Yisrael, shayyikah yeshivas am Mitzrayim, mikol mokom maleya oretz es Yisrael. Klai Yisrael filled up the ganze Mitzrayim, and with that started the shibud. This is the last pasuk right before Vayakom Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim. So the last nakuda that's spoken out is the nakuda of Klai Yisrael getting mishing arayin, getting involved with the goyim. Now, I started to prepare a shmuz. We're 1 week into this man called, what's this man called? The Olam calls it Shevivim. When they're 1 week into incentives, and we're talking, I was asked to speak about certain, you know, there's nothing what to talk about. Da'ilam is Friday morning, an hour before davening on a Friday morning in yeshiva. Certain people were busy cleaning up the Beis Medrash, the chever over here, the cleaning staff, and the Ezes Noshim was packed. You couldn't get a seat in Ezes Noshim because the Da'ilam was mamish learning an hour before. How can I speak about the Da'ilam who's speaking about not what's going on, not going out to dinner, there's no time, how can you get back? What's left to say? So okay, like I said, well maybe we'll speak about a little bit of the psukim and we'll see what comes out. Anyways, it says that Klai Yisrael, what? They went into Shibud Mitzrayim. And it says in the Pasuk that it was a very, very shver abisar avoida. It says in the Medrash, Vayavdu Mitzrayim is Bnei Yisrael beforech. Yeah? But Perach, the Medrash says that what? First they started quietly, maybe a little bit. You know the famous medrash about Paro. Paro started the game rolling, showing them, look, we can do like this, and everyone got all involved. And he's like, yeah, tomorrow you can do this all by yourselves. That's the Perach. But there's a medrash Pliya. The medrash Pliya says like this. The medrash says, either it was what? Bekal v'choymer, or it was b'gzeir shava. What does that mean? Either it was Bekal v'choymer, says the medrash, or it was b'gzeir shava. Pshatim in Apirion, there's Shlomo Gansvi, there are pshatim. But l'chayra, a pshat that touched me was the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin says, Klal Yisrael is supposed to be an am of Kal v'choymers, g'zei r'shavas, v'choymer v'veinim, being malabin the halachas, l'fi the way they're supposed to be. And Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim and got hit. By what? They got hit by choymer, because they were lacking Kal v'choymer. They left Goshen. Yaakov sent down Yehuda to Yeshiva, Shtel Devek to Yeshiva Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael started getting big, and they started moving out of Mitzrayim. They started getting involved, and they left Yeshivas. Again, it's not negayah to you, but... So they left Yeshivas, and what happened? Bechoymer, uvelveinim. Vilveinim against the Libun Halacha. They were lacking that Libun Halacha. But of course we know that Levi was, what's it called? Levi held stark. Levi stayed in Goshen. Levi learned in Yeshiva. But it didn't seem like Levi learning in Yeshiva was enough. Levi learning in Yeshiva was enough. The fact that Levi stayed in Goshen didn't save Klal Yisrael. They went down into the Shver Shibud. See, Yisrael Musa that Lamaisa wasn't so much of a punishment that Klal Yisrael got the Chomer of Elveinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking to push us in the right place. Anything that happens, Kol Ma'adavid Rachman al-Tav of it. Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim and we're getting what? Hit left and right. Why? Bechoymer v'veinim. They were told, listen, you're not learning Torah. That's the diukim that we're having from the psukim. That's the answer that we're saying to the Medrash Pliya. Klal Yisrael went down. They're in Mitzrayim. They're mishing Arayin with the Mitzrayim. So what happened? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them choymer v'veinim to try to push them to see that they were not learning. The Netziv over here, a gevaldig pshat in what we say in the Agada. Every door v'door we always find our enemies. Why do we find our enemies? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing us a favor. You're mishing Arayin, I'll bring the enemy. You don't mish Arayin, I won't follow the enemy. You know, you can learn V'hisha Omda, the Avtocha, is what saves us. But no. Shebechol dor vador omdim aleinu l'chaleseinu. What's oimid Klal Yisrael? Shebechol dor vador omdim aleinu l'chaleseinu. The reason why we're still around, everyone's wondering, wow, we're still around after so many years. It brings us to such a darga of amuna. Yes, if that's what brings you to amuna, gevaldik. But the reason why we're still around is because we were persecuted for so many years. Klal Yisrael were sent down to Mitzrayim and they ended up in what? Bavoydes parech. And that's what brings them back to realize that what? That they made the mistake, that they left Goshen, they should have stayed in Goshen. So again, I pusha didn't know what to say. So I was looking around in the Heintik and Mefarshim, and I saw that there are two mahalchim in giving a shmuz. One mahalch in giving a shmuz is that you're supposed to elevate the people and tell them that they're doing gevaldik and things are great and incentives are running and Baruch Hashem an hour before Shacharis on Friday. That's a medrash pliya. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach. The other mahalach is try to say things sometimes that may hurt. There's a lot of time left. It says three rabbeisa eitzah. Three gave the eitzah to Paro to take care to put Klal Yisrael into avodas parach. There was Bilam. Bilam told them to what? To throw the yidden into the yar. Bilam got killed. And there was Yisro. There was Eiv. Yisro ran away. So Yisro ended up, that his Einiklach ended up sitting in Lishkas Agazis. Eiv, on the other hand, was Shosak. And ooh, did Eiv get it. It reminds me of a mashal. There was once a lion. King of the jungle. King of the jungle said to his the people, the animals, he said, you know, they tell that I have bad breath. So come here and tell me if I have bad breath. So a little Kepsula came. Said to the lion, yeah, they're right. So the lion ate him, tore him to pieces. Then a ze'ev came, a wolf came, and the wolf said, uh-oh. He said, the lion's breath stinks, and look what happened to him. So I'm going to do what you got to do. Tell the lion, avada, what? Everything's gevaldik. So the lion said, uh-huh. ate them too. Till Avada the fox came and the fox ran away. So Bekitza, the fox didn't say anything. But if I'm going to stop here and the wolf is not going to say anything either, then we will have not gotten anywhere. So let me get Raiden. The Griz says the reason why Eov got punished was because he schweigt. Eov was quiet. Eov had nothing what to say. In a mokoim, that something hurts, medaf shrayin. A person has to scream. When something hurts, a person has to scream. So again, I said I'm only a second Seder Rebbe, so let's learn this again. The Gemara on Daf Pei Gimel on Bab Bav Metzia says the following. Elazar Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, his son Reb Elazar, Kiyadua, 13 years in the Ma'ara, they came out afterwards, fire, unbelievable. This, Elazar Reb Shimon, once gave an Eitzah to somebody who was working for the government, and he told him, what do you do? He says, I catch Ganovim. You catch Ganovim? How are you catching Ganovim? He told him, you're doing it all the wrong way. Let me tell you how to do it. So he told him, Agansa Eitzah, how to find it. And the Gemara says, the famous Lashon, of that what? If he who brings the what's called, he who brings the message, he has to now do it. So they made, the king made Elazar Reb Shimon to be a policeman to find Ganovim. So Elazar Reb Shimon went around, and he started catching Ganovim. Till one day, he met Reb Yishua ben Karcha. Says the Gemara, Shalach le Reb Yishua ben Karcha. Mishu ben Karcha sent him, you are Choy Mitzben Yayin. Ad Mosa Yata Moiser Amoy Shalelekenu Larigo. He called him Choy Mitzben Yayin. You are vinegar, the son of Yayin. Now if you want, we can be miyashiv this with beautiful pshatim from the Ben Yoyoda, how we can call him Choy Mitzben Yayin. But Acharei Kol HaTeres, Rashi says over here, Choy Mitzben Yayin, Rosha Ben Tzadik. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha called Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and we all know the end of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was zeichet to Taka be buried with Rabbi Shimon because Yitaka lived with him in the cave for all those years, and he learned Torah b'mesiris nefesh mamish. I think he also got up early Friday morning, and he was zeichet to mamish be the gadol ador Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha called him Chaimitz ben Yain. Now you know who Rabbi Shua ben Karcha was, because if in another blad from now, it seems like when Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was a youngster and Rebbe and he were sitting in Beis Medrash, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha was from, and they were sitting on the floor because they were Talmidim, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha was sitting on the benches. So if you want over here also, we could say that Rabbi Shua ben Karcha was Episkivena Rebbe, and he was much older than him, and much wiser than him. But Rashi says that he called him a Rasha. Now remember, we're talking about one Talmud Chacham to another. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Bo Bal Koivitz. A Koivitz came. And what are the Koivitz saying? Koivitz is some washerman, some Lashon of low life. And the Koivitz came and he said to him, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, you are Chaimitz Ben Yain. You're Chaimitz Ben Yain. And what happened to this Koivitz? The Gemara continues and tells us that Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon told the authorities, take him away. Lamaisi got hung. Rabbi Elazar Shimon had Chalisha Zadas, and it was found out that what that he did of the most awful averas on the most holy day. Kash is the following. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said the exact same thing. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha called him Chaimitz ben Yain. Chaimitz ben Yain, Rosha ben Tzadik. Rosha. And the Kavis called him Rosha ben Tzadik. Let's try to explain this Gemara. There's once a father that asked the Rav, I'd like you to talk with my daughter. My daughter is, says this man to the Rav, my daughter is intermarrying. I want you to talk to my daughter. So the Rav said, okay, talk to your daughter. Daughter walks into the Rav's office. This was a 1, 2, 3, over and out. The girl, she had no ears. There was no way to talk to him. The Rav did what he could. She left the room. The father came into the room. No, what'd you do? The Rav told him, nothing. Nothing happened. Can you explain? What do you mean nothing happened? So the Rav told him, you want me to explain to you what happened? You want me to explain to you why she's like this? I'll explain to you why she's like this. And he said there was once a guy who came up with the remedy, how to cure the most awful disease. And this guy had this remedy, and he was going from town to town. He was going to help people, save this one, save that one, from town to town. And one time he had to go from town A to town B, and in the middle there was a forest. So he had to cross through the forest, and it was late at night, it was dark. So he's carrying his stuff with him, his medicine bags, and all of the mathematical computations on how to make this potion to save people. And he gets attacked. He gets attacked by a bunch of ganovim. Take his money. They take his bag. They throw it into the river. Alles gegangen ganovek. Everything is gone. So Bekitzer, he was this doctor that everyone was waiting to come from town to town. The next day, after he finishes through the forest, he wakes up the next morning all beaten up. He comes to the next town, and they are waiting for him. People are waiting online. And he notices inside the... He notices inside the line that face looks a little too familiar. And he says, I think I met that guy last night in the forest. So he says to the guy, come, you're first. He calls him in, and he says, it was you last night. I have nothing left. I can't help these people. I can't help nobody. It was you. You threw the stuff into the river. Now that it's all in the river, it's all gone. I can't help nobody. The guy pulls the hair out of his head. What am I supposed to do? I just killed my own child. Zakhtarov to this man. A Talmud Chacham wears a certain begodim. A Talmud Chacham has a certain smichos. People respect him. People accept from him. And what do you do? Let me explain to you what you do. Let me explain to you what you do about Yiddishkeit. He says to this man, the father of the daughter. He says, in your house, the way that things go at the Shabbos table are not the right way. The way that things are spoken out are not the right way. To bring it home a little bit more, Reb Shlomo Zalman was once asked by a Talmud Chacham. He said, my next door neighbor, is not such a Talmud Chacham, but if you look at his kids, they're all Mechaber Sefer, they're all learning in Kirill, and I'm much bigger Talmud Chacham, and yet what? My children haven't made it. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said to him, I'll tell you why. Because you're such a big Baal Kishon, you know what happens? Kids come home from school, and they said, my Rebbe asked a Kasha, and what do you say? Ah! That's a Kasha. That's varnishkas. That's not a kasha. I'll tell you a kasha. And when you come, and when somebody else says a shtickle terry at your table, what do you say? What's that? What's that kasha worth? What's that teretz worth? You machavek. When you machavek, this is what happens. This is the yisoid. When a person machavek, when a person makes low of gedalim, a person makes low of the eda, we're in big trouble. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha was a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha was a Godel Ador, as the Gemara says in the next Gemara. Between one Godel Ador and another Godel Ador, let them throw their lines. But Mehechi Tesi, does a Kovis ever open up his mouth? Mehechi Tesi, does a Kovis ever get involved in this Machlekes? We're holding right now in a Shver Tkufa, for those of you who understand what I'm talking about. Mehechi Tesi, we're holding in the middle of a Machlekes. There may be Gdeli Ador that are having a machlekes, but there is no room for the Hamoin Am to varf words or varf stones or tomatoes or punches. There's a Sifri in Dvorim. The Sifri in Dvorim says like this. Melamed shehoyu apikorsim. Klal Yisrael are a bunch of apikorsim. Says the Sifri, why? Hiktim Moshe Lotzeis. They saw Moshe leaving his house. Omru maro ben Omram Lotzeis. Why did Ben Omram leave right now? Shema eno shofu besoich besoich. It could be that things are not so good at home right now, so he left. Icher Lotzeis. Moshe left his house late. Omru maro ben Omram shaloi Lotzeis. What's going on in Ben Omram's house? What's going on with Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Medrash, says the Sifri, because of this comes Churban Beis HaMikdash. When we have Gedalim, and we speak about them in low Lashon, this is what brings the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now we mentioned in the Hakdama to Klal Yisrael going to the Shibud, there's a whole Arichas of Klal Yisrael going down Shivim Nefesh. Shivim Loi B'Mikra. Shivim is in Gematria, Ayin, the Eina Eda. These were the Gdelei Oilam. it took Misa, it took for the whole generation to be Nifter, and Klal Yisrael to leave Goshen and start being roughly in the Torah for the Sheba to start. So we're seeing from here the Musag of, with the fact that Gedolim are around, the fact that we have Enei Eida, it keeps us from Shibud Golis. It keeps us from being what? From being attacked, and it keeps us safe. So we mentioned before, Shivim is a lashon, is a number. Ein adavar samui, ein bracha shari el adavar asamui min ayin. It says at the end of Shmois, this is the beginning of Shmois, it says at the end of Shmois, in the beginning of Pekudei, the Torah starts enumerating all the different monetary amounts that Klal Yisrael brought. The numbers of Zov and the numbers of silver. Pela Otsum. Eina Bracha Shori El Adavra Asamui Min Ayin. Why would the Torah enumerate these things? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai asked this kasha in the Zohar. I found the kasha. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai himself asks the kasha. He says, what's Pshat? Beginning of Shmois, the end of Shmois. If Eina Bracha Shori, how could Taka we put down these numbers? Zok there. There's a big difference. It's totally. If the number is Tamazeya number, if it's how much money you have in your wallet, ain't a bracha shori. Or if it's a number that has to do with Kedusha, something else. It's Pashat something else. It's on an Andra Daga. And that's why it says, Eilu Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Yisrael Miloshen Yosher Kel. We're holding right now in a tkufa where Taka the Olam is learning Friday, an hour before Dominic. Which is something that I never did as a bacher, never dreamed about doing as a bacher, and I lost my chance. Now you guys are doing things that are pasha unheard of. But if you forget where this is coming from, then I think ena bracha shori el adavar asama min ayin. Right now we're all filling out charts. I'm getting this much money off. I'm getting that much money off. If you don't remember that there's somebody that sits in that seat that's sweating for every single check that you're putting down, he's happy for every single check, Adrabah, you should see him. He is enthralled, enthused. But for every single check that you put down, he's behind that check. He's behind that check. Every single dollar that you're taking off this wonderful experience that he's willing to take you on is because of him. I'm not saying that Chas V'Shalom people say this, but there is a lashon over here in the Medrash that the reason why we end up in Churban, the reason why we're not building the Churban, is because we don't have the cover for Einei Aida. The Einei Aida are the Chachamim or the Gedalim that what? That are there behind us. There can't be a Shibud Kol Zman that they're around. Somebody is dying here for every single one of us. Me included, I feel a tremendous hashpa from learning here in Yeshiva. Every single one of us is being mushba from this one gigantic individual. The Rashiva is the Ein Ha'eda. He's the one who's shelling this avek. And the reason why you're sitting an hour before davening and, am I jealous of you? The reason that you're sitting that 1 hour is because of him. So if he's not here now, don't ask where is he. And if when he goes to America, don't start counting how much money he has to collect. Because that's Ein Ha'bracha Shari El Adavar Samay Min Ha'ayin. This should be spoken in a very, in a very quiet way. We shouldn't be speaking about where the Rashiva is and when he's not here and what he's up to. Not that I'm saying that people do, but Teres the Shmuz. He's what's keeping things together. Ben Yoyada says in Maseches Tainis, there was once a guy who made very, very little money. He went to the Rav and he said to the Rav, you know, I'm a shoe man, I make very little money, what should I do? So he told him, here's a little sachet of a couple of coins. Every time that you need a coin, take a coin out. And it's Mavur over there in the Ben Yoyada. It sounds like it wasn't a story from years before. It sounds a little bit like a Baba Sali de Kamaisa. But he said, here's a bag of coins. Take out a coin every time that you need a coin. Aber never ever count the coins. Kozman, that you won't count the coins will continue to come. So he holds on to this thing, he sews it into his jacket, puts it away every Erev Shabbos. His wife finally sees that what? There's a lot of money in the house, because every time he took out a coin, their mamish getting richer and richer. His wife sees that what? One Erev Shabbos that he's stuffing some little bag in a chest, and she's wondering what it is. She goes after it, She counts it. She says to her husband, "What is this? We have so much money. What are you busy with this what? With this one little sachet of money." From there on, he stopped, and there ended the bracha. When it comes to something that doesn't have kedusha and taira to it, so then, ena bracha shori ala davar asamim min ha'ayin. It has to be some way. It can't be counted. It can't be known. We're right now in a very, very choshev zman that the Hasidim call, what do they call it? Incentives. This is a very, very choshev zman. Aber ena bracha shori ela davar asamim min ha'ayin. And again, Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. Shivim nefesh, 70 anakim, 70 einei ha'eda, ayin, the letter ayin, einei ha'eda. They went down b'shivim nefesh, and that doesn't have any problem of what? Of davar asamim min ha'ayin. The end of Shmoyis, the end of the Sefer, also all the gold and silver, it doesn't have a problem with Shmoyis. Why? Because it's Kaddish. It's Yashar Kel, says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Yashar Kel. Over here also, we're holding in a tkufa, very, very holy tkufa, where the oilam is stagging a belt. It has to be in a shtikel shtila hate oifen. And it has to also be that we know who the einei ha'eda are. And stam, Efshir, we could press pause now. Efshir, in terms of the fact that the oilam is going to go on this trip, Efshir, like 100,000 thank yous. And like an everyday for the fact that we're steiging because of him. It's something that maybe we should think about. You know, a lot of guys have been on this trip before. The reason why this place is existing is because of one man, the Einei Ha'eda. Mitzvashem, just want to end with this one inyan. Avram Jacobowitz, who's the father of two Talmidim here in Yeshiva, two Chashavi Ingalite here in Yeshiva, he always likes to say that when Shmuel Birnbaum was not well in America, this goes back many, many years, he was the Shiva of Mir. He said one time it was quite critical, and Mashkiach came into Beis Medrash and clapped on the bima and said, "Okay, we're saying Tehillim." So the Olam said Tehillim. It was again Tehillim for the 100,000th time. Afterwards he clapped again and he said, "Okay, now everybody say, Medaf Hobin the Shiva Gzunt. We need the Shiva to be well." And he made them say it, and say it, and say it. Baruch Hashem, Shmuel, Liyai Nara, lived many, many years afterwards, with Gezunt. In order for this place to survive, Medaf Haban, the Rashiva Gezunt, Liyai Nara, we're not talking about that there's a Yitzhara, but Lamaisa, we know that this place runs on him, and he's the one who puts these things together. Person has to be very, very careful in how he speaks, and what he speaks, about who he speaks, because the Shibud Mitzrayim came about only after what? That there was no, the Gedalim were gone. And Shiva Mitzrayim came when there was Rifin and Teira. There's no Rifin and Teira here. There's a Gevaldiga Kabbalah of learning Teira. But we have to be very, very careful of how we speak and about who we speak. Shkarach.